presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Shanghai Lil met with Harvey Brandt, who was trying to wrest from Lil the secret of the disappearance of Jungle Jim. Shanghai Lil and Harvey Brandt are both trying to prevent Jungle Jim from discovering the identity of the notorious Ghost of the Java Seas, a pirate wrecking the shipping business of Dutch Kranz and others. After a heated argument between Harvey Brandt and Shanghai Lil, Lil finally convinced Brandt at the point of a gun to let her go ashore and continue her search for Jungle Jim. In the meantime, Jungle Jim, disguised as a common seaman, has been prowling about Lee Wong's wharf trying to gather information. Before he can escape, he is trapped by Lee Wong, returning from his mysterious visit to Harvey Brandt's ship. Jungle Jim tries to convince Lee Wong he is just an unemployed seaman trying to land a job, but the wily Chinese penetrates Jungle Jim's disguise and finally forces him to admit his true identity. In Lee Wong's office, Jungle Jim asks and receives Lee Wong's pledge of friendship in running down the Ghost of the Java Sea. Lee promises to get Jim a berth on one of his boats sailing the next day for Borneo, and also says he will secure the release of Jim's faithful servant, Kolu, who is being held by the Singapore police in connection with Jungle Jim's mysterious disappearance. As soon as Shanghai Lil gets ashore, she visits Laura Kranz and tries to get Laura to tell her the whereabouts of Jungle Jim. Failing in her attempt to get the information, Lil tries to threaten Laura with a revolver. But Laura is quick and strikes Lil so unexpectedly, Lil drops the revolver, which Laura recovers. And now we find Shanghai Lil completely in Laura's power.
Sit down, Mr. Brill, and listen to me now. And please don't try any tricks, because I, too, know how to use a gun. And I won't hesitate to fire if you make one false move.
Very well, young lady. But take it from me, you're playing a dangerous game. Hilda Vrill doesn't take kindly to being delayed when she has urgent business.
Very well, Mr. Vrill. But first let me set your mind at rest on one very important point. I do not know where Jungle Jim is or what happened to him. That is definite.
Very well. I suppose I'll have to take your word. I'm in no position to argue the matter at the moment.
The second point I want to bring home to you, Mr. Vrill, is that I have no interest in Jungle Jim, other than seeing him capture the Ghost of the Java Sea. The man who has ruined my father and his associates, Lee Wong, Smithers, and Harvey Brandt. They hired Jungle Jim to do the job, and all I want to do is help him, only because it helps my father.
You, say the shippers who have hired Jim are your father, Lee Wong, Brandt, and Smithers?
That's right, yes.
Tell me, has Harvey Brandt ever been bothered by the Ghost?
No, he's been very fortunate.
See.
Harvey Brandt and I are very good friends.
Well, that also is very interesting. Excuse me. Go on.
Harvey believes Jungle Jim is playing an undercover game. He doesn't think Jim met with foul play.
No, and neither do I.
What if the Ghost was in Singapore and heard Jungle Jim had been hired to run him down? Don't you think the Ghost would lose no time in putting Jim out of the way? There's reason enough for something happening to Jim.
It's possible, all right, but not at all probable. I don't think the Ghost has caught up with Jungle Jim yet. And here's something I'd like to add. Listen, young lady, if you'll take my advice, you'll stay out of this.
While Laura and Shanghai Lil match wits, we travel to the Singapore waterfront to the shipyard of Lee Wong, where we find Jungle Jim listening attentively to Lee Wong.
True to my promise, Mr. Bradley, there stands your faithful servant, Kolu.
It's good to have him with me again, Lee Wong. But tell me, how'd you do it?
I did not do it, Mr. Bradley. I merely said your boy would disappear out of a jail cell. Look, here is a copy of the evening paper. Apparently, your boy's disappearance has mystified the authorities, too.
That is why I'm anxious to get away, Lee Wong. The authorities will go over this district with a dragnet.
You are right, Mr. Bradley. I think you are going to be the most sought-after man in Singapore.
I think my present disguise will fool most of the authorities, and I'm sure none of Brandt's men will recognize me, but I don't hope to fool Shanghai Lil. So if it's convenient, I'll board your ship tonight.
I must say your disguise is deceiving, Mr. Bradley. You say you want my ship to drop you on the Borneo coast?
You see why, don't you? Every one of Dutch Crown's ships have been scuttled off the Borneo coast. The Ghost had never conducted a raid outside of that area.
Those were Dutch Crown's ships. You're sailing on one of mine.
The Ghost, having disposed of all of Crown's ships, will begin with yours now. Remember, you've helped Crown's and saved him from ruin. The Ghost will focus his attention on ruining you.
Very well, Mr. Bradley. I'll arrange for you to go aboard my ship as soon as it gets dark.
Good. Now, there's another important job you can do for me, Lee Wong.
You have but to speak, Mr. Bradley, and I'll see that the job is done.
Shanghai Lil is a dangerous woman at all times, and doubly dangerous when her hatred is roused. At the present time, she's laboring under the delusion that I've fallen in love with Laura Crown and is infernally jealous. Well, failing to solve my disappearance and find me, she'll take her spite out on Miss Crown. She'll stop at nothing, not even murder.
News travels fast in the Orient, and I am well informed as to Miss Lily DeVril's character, Mr. Bradley.
She has turned against me, and she's already thrown her lot in with Harvey Brandt. If, as I suspect, he is the Ghost, or at least very close to him, they both have a very good reason for harming Miss Crown. Brandt to get at her father through her daughter, and Shanghai Lil to get back at me through Laura.
I see. And you want to have Miss Barnes guarded at all times and be sure that nothing happens to her.
That's right, Lee Wong. Keep watch over Laura Crown's day and night. Furthermore, shadow Shanghai Lil and keep track of every move she makes.
I will not hesitate a minute. I will send some of my most trusted men on that mission immediately. I'll have them report back tonight.
Good. I'll feel a lot better sailing tonight if I know that Laura Crown's is safe and will be protected while I'm away.
I shall do everything in my power to keep her from all harm. As for Shanghai Lil, I will be as close to her as a shadow itself.
True to his word, Lee Wong sends out his men to watch over Laura Crown's and report to him before Jungle Jim sails that all is well. But one of Lee Wong's messengers has returned.
Well, come, Lay Song, what is it?
Bad news, Master. We followed your instructions. We find the Michigans have visitors. Houseboy say, one Miss Lily DeVril. She come this morning.
You see, Lee Wong, we were just in time. Shanghai Lil has been over there trying to get information of my whereabouts from Laura.
Very good, Lay Song. What next?
Houseboy hear everything quiet. So he go back to work. Work for long time, then go to Miss Crown's room. No talking. He then open door and nobody there. Both Miss Crown and Miss Lily gone.
Gone? Did anyone else see them go?
No one, Sir Bradley. We look in room, everything in place. No sign of fight. We ask on the street. No one see Miss Crown, no one see Miss Lily go.
Have you started to search for Miss Crown, Raison?
Yes, Master. At once, boys go to Miss Lily's hotel. She has not been there.
That sounds badly, Wong. If Shanghai Lil has kidnapped Laura...
Oh, it may not be that bad, Mr. Bradley. It may be that Miss Clarence and Mr. Vail parted not exactly as friends, but separately. Hey, Song, you take boat. Go out to Mr. Brandt's ship in harbor. Find out if Mr. Vail is aboard. Report back at once.
Yes, Master.
There isn't much time, Mr. Bradley. My boat is due to sail in half an hour, and I cannot hold up the sailing. That would make our enemies suspect something is wrong. Do you still intend to board the ship and sail without knowing what has happened to Miss Crown?
Yes. Lee Wong, as soon as your boat is ready, you can have me taken out of the ship and I'll sail. I'll just have to leave everything in your hands and hope that you'll be able to find Laura Crown unharmed.
The boat is ready, Master.
Very good. We'll be there in just a minute.
Ready, Kolu. Time to go.
Ready, Tuan.
Sorry, we have to hurry away, Mr. Bradley, without any additional news. But we still have a few minutes to walk to the wharf. Perhaps Lay Song will be back from Harvey Brandt's ship to report on Miss DeVril. Well, shall we go?
Yeah, we're ready. Come along, Kolu.
Follow me, Mr. Bradley. It is very dark, but I know my way through the yard here.
You don't suppose there's any chance of being spied upon by any of the ghost men who might have slipped over the wall and gotten into your shipyard? I did, you know.
Yes. But since then, I have kept a very close watch. I had to take extra precautions with you hidden here. There's Brant's ship riding at anchor out there, Mr. Bradley. There's a light in the captain's cabin. Maybe Brant is aboard. Your boat is out at the end of the wharf. There's Lay Soon coming in from Brant's ship. We'll have some news in a minute.
Let's hope he's got some news of Shanghai Lil.
Lay Soon, come ashore. What news do you bring?
Mr. Brant is aboard the ship, Master, with Mr. Will. I drift in close to side, porthole open, and I hear Mr. Brant talking to Mr. Will.
Good. What did you hear, Soon? Did they mention Miss Crown?
No, Mr. Bradley. First, I hear Mr. Brant say, first, you accuse me of being the ghost. Then you ask me for a job. What is the game? Then Mr. Will answer him, say, just this, Brant. Jungle Jim ditched me for a blonde. I am going to get even.
So, she too thinks Harvey Brant is the ghost, and is willing to play along with him.
Well, Mr. Bradley, we know where Mr. Will is. But what happened to Miss Cran?
That's what I'd like to know. For all we know, she may still be aboard that ship, being held a prisoner by Brant and Shanghai Lil in hopes that they can get some information about me. Hey, Lee Wong, when is that ship due to sail?
If I am not mistaken, tomorrow.
And if Miss Kranz is a prisoner aboard, she's liable to sail with it. They'll kidnap her and use her against her father and myself.
Don't worry, Mr. Bradley. I'll find a way to make sure Miss Kranz is aboard Brant's ship. And if she is, she will be taken off before the boat sails and returned to her home. I still have power in Singapore, and I'll use it to save her from any harm.
Good. Well, there's nothing more I can do. Time's slipping away, and I've got to get aboard your ship and sail for Borneo. Let's go, Kolu. Get in the boat and take our bag.
Very good, Thor.
So long, Lee Wong. Here's hoping your ship reaches the Borneo coast, and we can get a line on the ghost before he begins to ruin you as he did Dutch Crown.
Well, good luck, Mr. Bradley, and a safe return with the ghost as your prisoner.
Master, we are being watched. Look, out there. Small boat pulling away beyond the buoy. See?
They've been hiding there, watching us on the wharf. He's a powerboat, probably Brant. It is headed right for Brant's ship.
That's Harvey Brant, all right. He evidently suspects you of hiding me, Lee Wong. I have probably been identified, and they're rushing Brant the news.
That means they'll be watching my ship, too. I'll probably have the powerboat follow us when we leave the wharf and get close enough to identify you when you go aboard.
Well, I've got to board your ship without their knowledge, or my trip will be in vain, Lee Wong. If the ghost knows I'm aboard, he won't show his hand. That Harvey Brant is definitely either in league with the ghost, or is the ghost himself. Is Harvey Brant the ghost of the Java Sea? And will Jungle Jim and Kolu succeed in outwitting Brant and get safely away to the Borneo coast? What has happened to Laura Kranz? Is she a prisoner aboard Harvey Brant's ship or being held somewhere by Shanghai Lil? Listen for another thrilling adventure of Jungle Jim at the same time over the same station next week. In the meantime, follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly supplement that is distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. In the Comic Weekly, you'll find the world's greatest pages of humor and adventure. Bringing Up Father with Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon, and all the other famous characters who live in the world of color pictures that come to you each week in the Comic Weekly as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Be sure of your copy by ordering in advance from your news dealer. And be sure to be with us next week, same time, same station, for further adventures of Jungle Jim.